We begin today with tennis, and though it is of course a tall order, the Czech star Karolina Plíšková will become world number one if she can win her next three matches at the French Open in Paris. The current number three clinched a place in the fourth round after overcoming Karina Wittheft of Germany 7-5-6-1 on Sunday. The 25-year-old will now face Veronica Cepeda of Paraguay, ranked 97th, for a place in the last eight in Roland Garros. It's the first time Plíšková has reached the fourth round at the French Open and represents her third last 16 appearance in a row in Grand Slam tournaments.
I'm grateful in particular to the US Open. Since then, even when I don't play the best tennis, I have always been capable of getting through the third round. Before the third round, you never have seeded opponents. So maybe that and the fact I'm in good shape mentally explains how I have managed to get through the third round the last three times.
Plíšková will play Cepeda on Monday evening. That's after the recording of our show. Meanwhile, though the previous Czech women's number one, Petra Kvitová, made a welcome return at Roland Garros last week, she says she has some way to go in overcoming the effects of a knife attack at her home in December. Indeed, Kvitová told journalists she still hasn't recovered feeling in two of her fingers. Football and the Czech Football Association failed to elect a new chairman at a meeting on Friday. Two candidates, Martin Malík and Petr Fosek, were unable to garner the majority needed to win the post, meaning Miroslav Pelta remains FA chief. Pelta is in custody after being charged with large-scale corruption centred on abuse of state grants. A special FA assembly must now be held before the end of November. On the field, the Czech national team are preparing for a friendly against Belgium on Monday night. The match will serve as warm-up for an away World Cup qualifier against Norway on Saturday. The Czechs are currently third in their group with 8 points. That's compared to 15 for favourites Germany and 10 for second-placed Northern Ireland. Finally, Dukla Prague won the Pražské Primatorky, or the Prague Mayor's Eights, for the 38th time in succession on Sunday, finishing a full 2 seconds ahead of four other teams. It was the 104th time the rowing race, one of the oldest sporting events in Europe, was held on the Vltava below the capital's Vyšehrad. And that's all the sports news for today.